Hey kids, welcome to the Gamers 2 podcast. If you want to, you know, like, reach us, you know, give us an email at gamers2@gmail.com and our website, gamers2.blogspot.com. I'm done.
Wow.
Hi, and welcome to episode 9 of the Gamers 2 podcast.
Episode fucking 9? Are you serious?
Yeah, we're getting up there, almost to 10.
I know, the big 1-0, baby. The big 1-0!
Oh, yeah.
Today we always have the always cheerful Pratt. And yeah. Then, of course, the always cheerful Gower. And, Oh, fuck, I'm gonna die. Run, Forrest, run! God,
that's a
fucking
good movie.
Damn it. This game sucks.
Well, stop playing it then.
Yeah, no.
Why are you playing it? <'Cause
it's... laughs> You just like all the complainers on the forum. They're like, oh, you don't want to do this. This sucks. And then,
oh, yeah.
So you're paying for the
game.
You're not forced to play the game, you know, Nick.
I am. I'm a slave to the game. Anyways.
Yeah, the game's
finished. We actually have him chained to his chair right now. It's fun.
I know. But it's fun.
And for every level he attains, he gets food.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
That means I've got 38 times.
Yeah, so...
38 ounces of pork.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Pratt, did you want to start the show, or do you just want to have us sit here talk?
I don't know. We'll start it off. Come on, why not? With the 5-second question... So, yeah, this week's 5-second question is, which Super Smash character is your favorite? And,
shit,
mine's...
any of the games.
Any of the games?
Mine's from an upcoming game. So, yeah. Mine's, of course, Solid Snake.
Yeah.
You faggot.
Sony fanboy.
I guess that one.
You faggot.
Okay, fine.
Whoa, Nick, come on.
So, yeah, next...
You watch fucking.
Who's going next?
You. How about that?
Okay. Either Hoichi from the first game or Captain Falcon. I'm good with both of them. Well, see, I can beat Megan with Captain Falcon, but I can beat anyone else with Luigi, so. One of those two.
I'm going to say Link.
Oh,
everybody's
I hate
Link. Link. That's the problem.
I hate Link. I hate his stupid little twirly move.
Yeah!
Everybody has a main character that they're really good with, and then they got Link. Everybody can play Link.
I don't like playing Link.
I'm not saying you don't like to, but you can play him, can't you? He's really basic and simple.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm a very basic and simple guy.
Oh. Yeah, like your brain.
Screw you.
So yeah, Mike, what about you?
Pikachu.
Pikachu, nice.
Oh,
Spam
Pika.
Thunder.
I knew it
was dude, you were pretty good at that.
I know people say it's unfair, but if I, like, frickin' throw you in the air and I hit you with Thunder 3 times in midair, I think
it's your
that's...
own fault.
Like,
no, it's called the... If you can hit them 3 times in the air, then the person who's getting hit 3 times are...
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's your own damn fault if you let them get hit 3 times.
And, like, people don't like it when I do my little, like, thunder shock to do, you know, supplemental damage to them.
Oh, the regular button?
It's just to add up the percentage so that if, when I get to them, I'll rape them. Literally and figuratively.
Okay. So, that was the 5-second question. We'll move on from there. He didn't remember. He said
headshot!
Yeah, Link.
I got 2 headshots in a row, I'm sorry.
Boom.
Got a little excited.
Okay, so yeah, move on to the what have you been playing. So everybody asked me, of course, you know, what have I been playing, so I'll give it a little go.
Nobody asked.
Yeah, well, I asked myself, so.
So, Pratt, what have you been playing?
Thank you, Nick. Well, I have been, playing a little bit more on the PC side, more than usual anyways, because I have been playing some Counter-Strike source, actually. A little bit more than usual. And, yeah, I've also been playing some more PSP. I played Ratchet a little bit more. Actually, put back in Valkyrie Profile after I got it back from Dave.
A certain someone.
Certain party in this room whom we will not speak about, Dave.
Discuss, yes.
Yeah.
Dave! Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's pretty much what I have been playing. I haven't been playing much on the like actual console side this week for some reason. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, move on to Nick.
Okay. Well, guys, you guys might be surprised at this.
You're quiet.
How about now?
You're fine now.
Okay. You guys might be surprised at this, but I've been playing WoW.
Shocker.
No way. No. Seriously. Freaking way. No way. I don't believe it. SS or it didn't happen.
I have been playing World of Warcraft. Anyways, leveling up my warrior as we speak. Anyways, I picked up a new game this week because whenever we all slept over at Pratt's house, when the hell was that?
A few weeks ago, I think.
No, it was like a couple days ago.
Last week.
Oh, it was last week.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, so we were playing Virtua Fighter 5, and I was like, damn, I gotta pick this game up. Went and picked it up. It's been fun, been playing that. Probably pumped 3 hours into that game so far. I know, it doesn't seem like that much, but whatever. It can be a lot when you're playing it on console. Then I've been playing some Counter-Strike, trying to play, but my internet connection...
Yeah, they all got Counter-Strike, so now we can all play it together.
Yeah, the only thing with Counter-Strike is I lag like a bitch, so it's kind of annoying for me to play.
You still like Call of Duty better?
Huh?
You still like Call of Duty better?
Oh, I love Call of Duty. I'm sorry. I like Call of Duty a lot better than I like Counter-Strike. But anyways, I can't even play Call of Duty. My computer just sucks so bad that I can't play it. So that kind of blows. I kind of bought that game for nothing until I upgrade, which I'm hoping to do pretty soon. Let's see, what else have I been playing? That's basically it. I think I pumped up Guitar Hero Rocks the 80s a little bit. And yeah, a lot of WoW. I'm probably, like, next week, I'm probably going to start playing some Guild Wars again, unfortunately. I'm going to see if I can get my feet wet in that game again. So yeah, why not?
Well, why?
Why not? Because I'm getting bored a while.
I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, shut up, Dave. I just want to go back to it for a little bit. Just remind me of the good times of getting.
Yeah, when you left RuneScape and started playing Guild Wars.
Yeah. RuneScape. I can't believe we spent so many hours on that game.
What a waste.
Seriously, isn't that like the dumbest game alive? I mean, it's like click.
It's not alive.
Oh, here.
Okay,
whatever. It's like, here, click this. It's, I don't know. It was fun at the time. Right? That's right. Anyways, moving on to Dave or Gower, whoever wants to go.
Okay, I guess I'll go. I have been playing Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition, which is very fun and frickin' scary, because I'm not big on horror.
Played in the night.
I've not played it at all during the night, and I, you know, as a general rule, do not play it during the night, because I don't want to get scared shitless, and, let's see here. Oh, Metroid Prime 2. I haven't beaten that game before, so I went back and replayed it. Because I'm getting ready for Metroid Prime 3, which is going to rock. And I kind of want to get Bioshock, so hopefully I'll play that too. And I've been playing a crap ton of Counter-Strike all of a sudden. Minimal WoW, and...
Hey, you did your respec?
Yeah, finally. Well, it's not a big deal. I forgot to get a specific talent in my Shadow Tree. I just went back and got
it. You need that one.
I know. I didn't know that until I started raiding.
I know.
I bought a game. That should be coming here within the week, probably. Hopefully.
Game.
Oh, it is coming from Japan, so it'll take a while, but it's an import game called Jump Ultimate Superstars, which is like Super Smash Brothers for the DS with anime characters, basically. I've played it before.
That's pretty sweet.
Don't care, but you know, Dave might, so.
Yeah. I'm just not the big DS fan.
So, yeah. Dave?
Dave?
Well,
is that it, Gower?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Dave?
I've been playing some, of course, World of Warcraft. Not a whole lot this past couple weeks, but I have been playing. Playing some Counter-Strike. And at the moment, I picked up Command & Conquer 3 Tripidium Wars. What was it, 2 days ago? Yeah. I'm playing that a little.
Little, you mean a lot.
It's like my third match right here.
Sure.
Anyway, pissed off Gower because I got it for $8.
Damn you and your goodwill.
Wow.
One of the perks. Okay, so... yeah. I guess we can move on now to the topic of the week, which is pretty much, well, I don't know, before we taped this show, we were arguing about, like, stupid stuff, like, I don't know, I guess you can, it was kind of like a fanboy argument, but not really. I don't know, what would you call it, Mike?
Yeah, it'd be called a critique's an idiot argument, because, you know,
hey. Okay.
I'm gonna agree with Michael's.
Yeah, so it was them two against me.
Nick was against you two.
I know, but not as much as you two.
That's true. Retard. Alright, let's get back into that. Alright, critique.
Okay.
Well, you every time you talk about the Wii, you say soccer moms.
Okay.
Funny or something, critique?
Soccer moms are hot. What?
MILFs, huh? MILFs.
Oh my god.
God, that's gross.
Okay. Okay, fine. Here's my whole concept on the Nintendo thing. It is what I like to call a split market, because on one end, you got the hardcore Nintendo fan that likes the Zelda and stuff, and on the other end, you do have the soccer moms and stuff. Because, I don't know if you know this or not, but both type of games sell, because, On the Nintendo DS, as you all know. Okay, fine.
Just continue.
Okay, fine. Well, on the DS, as you know, both kinds of games sell. As alluded to this week, a new the Harvest Moon game did come out, which is, I guess, if you want to, it's kind of leaning towards the more hardcore audience. But then,
Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
It's like an Animal Crossing farming thing.
I know what Harvest Moon is.
Yeah.
Oh.
And also, something else came out, High School Musical, the game.
Okay, that is just another, it's kind of like a movie game thing. They're always going to come out. You can't stop them.
I know, but I'm just saying that they sell just as well as the hardcore games, because...
Because of the stupid people.
Exactly. I'm trying to say that... That's the point.
That's
because
point. I agree with this point.
Because both kinds of people had the DS. Half the people that have DS are a hardcore gamer, like the true Nintendo fan.
Okay, that is not a correct statistic. He just came up with that statistic.
Okay, I know.
How do you know that's not a correct statistic?
Half the people on the DS
I'm just saying,
you can't just make something up like that, Cheek.
Okay, fine.
We all know that... Most times, stats aren't true.
It's a figure of speech. I'm just saying, like, on one end, you do have the hardcore.
That's not a figure of speech, okay? It's not. Okay. Don't sell it as one. It's not a figure of speech.
Okay, fine. I won't sell it as one. I won't say it. Fine, I won't say that again if it bothers you guys. I'm just saying that, like, those type of games sell equally as well, if not better at some points, than the hardcore games, in quotes, I guess. Okay, so that's my whole stance on that. If you guys want to argue it, you can.
Okay, so what's the problem with that? They make money. They're smart. They're not stupid.
There is no problem with that. You guys just get mad at me because I say, like, stuff like that.
You're superior because your system is not a kiddie system for soccer moms.
Look, my system of choice, if you guys don't know already, is the PlayStation systems.
Oh, really?
PS2 is great. I don't deny that, but I hate PS3. So we're going to stick with PS3, not PlayStation systems. You can't name them all. PS3 is a lot different than PS2.
Why don't you like
How is it a lot different than PS2? Most of the same franchises that were on PS2 are on PS3. They're coming.
Well, for one thing, the PS2 is a shit ton cheaper.
Not when it first came out. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay, what the hell? God damn it. And, like, frickin'... How many... Almost everybody and their mother has a PS2. Everybody has a PS2.
Eventually, within the first 2 years, not everybody had the PS2 because it was an expensive piece of equipment during its time.
It was expensive, yeah, during its time. It was like $300.
Was it $600 expensive?
600. That's probably what it was like at the time, I mean.
Okay, inflation isn't that big, all right?
Well, okay. Okay, whatever.
Stop. Just cut the crap.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that, laugh all you want at the PS3. You're not going to find Wii Fit and stuff on it. It's a machine for hardcore gamers. That's what I'm saying.
I think Wii Fit is the dumbest idea ever. But
it's going to sell a ton.
I think it's a dumb idea, too, but people are going to like it, so why not?
That's my whole point, because all the Nintendo consoles, it's a split market.
And they make money, so...
You can't blame them for that. I'm just saying that that's not what I want, so I'm not going to play that.
They have hardcore games, too. You know that, right?
I know. That's why I said split market. That's why I said split market.
I'm getting so mad at him, though. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, I
don't... No, but he's so, like... He's so narrow-minded. It's like, what the hell?
No, he doesn't... He just wants to play... games that he wants to play. He doesn't want to have a system where half of them are hardcore and half of them are not. He doesn't want a system where he can pick up High School Musical or Hannah Montana.
Okay, there are plenty of games that are not like that.
Just listen to me. He wants the games where they're all hardcore, where all they're focusing on is the hardcore gamer. That's what he wants.
Exactly.
And you're a Nintendo fan. I mean, I don't care. I mean, that's the games you like. You like games like that. Pratik likes different games. I mean, everyone's different. So you're going to buy what you like. That's all he's trying to say.
No, I think
we
can all agree that Pratik's wrong. I'm right. That just...
I'm not going to agree with that.
I'm just kidding. I was just kidding.
If anyone's close-minded, you know?
I mean, just kidding.
I know, I'm just saying.
Okay. What games are so great for the PS3 that makes you want to play it?
Okay, I'll name a couple of them. Resistance. Okay, decent game.
Really?
Launch.
Decent game. You know how many, like, shooters there are that you could buy? There's tons of other consoles.
I'm just saying.
Look, you asked what good games are there on there, and he's just saying...
Is there a killer app? I'll put it that way. Is there a killer app?
I don't see
any reason to buy a PS3.
Maybe Fighter 5.
That is not a killer app, and you know it.
MotorStorm. Let's see, what's the
Ninja
other?
Gaiden
killer
Sigma.
App. Okay, killer
Ninja,
app.
Ninja Gaiden, whatever.
A killer app is a game where you're not going to be able to get it on any other console, and you'll play it for a long, long...
Ninja Gaiden?
Ninja Gaiden.
What?
Okay.
That's a remake.
Of a last-gen. Well, it has more stuff on it.
And it's coming out on the Wii, too.
No, it's coming. There's a different game coming out on the DS and Wii.
I'm pretty sure they're remaking it again for either the Wii or the 360.
No, if anything, They'll probably make
it's
Ninja
a freaking
Gaiden
remake.
2. Okay, fine. Well,
you played it before.
Fine. Okay, how about this? This fall, you can name all your Nintendo games.
Games that
games
are out as of right now.
Fine. Okay. What about for Wii? Tell me. Games that are out right now for Wii. What's going to make me go out and buy a Wii?
Nothing's going to make me go out and buy a Wii. We've seen that.
No, I'm saying, though, what is going to make him buy a Wii? Like, not particularly specifically, but a person. What's going to make them go out and buy
it? Well, it all depends on what person we're talking about.
We're talking about
eSports is a killer app because people play that a lot.
Oh, you call Ninja Gaiden not a killer app and you call Wii Sport a killer app?
No, that's not fair. A killer app would be something like Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess.
Fine then. Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess.
It's a GameCube game.
Okay. I was going to say that one, but then you say something stupid like...
Like that. It's a GameCube game.
It is a GameCube game.
Yes, but it came out for the Wii first, so technically it's a Wii game.
It might have started in development.
But then they changed it like halfway through. They didn't change it at the last moment.
The point is, the
Wii was coming out, they're like, okay, let's revamp this.
Okay,
it's not
well,
the game already came out a year ago, and then they completely revamp it and say it's a new game. That's different. It's Ninja Gaiden.
That's not my point. Ninja Gaiden is a good game. I mean, if you're not, it's all in the system that you like. All right? If you like PS3 games and you see games that are going to be coming out for it, you're going to buy a PS3. If you're an Xbox
family. None of those games are.
Well, then don't buy one.
Yeah, nobody's saying you have to get one, you know.
I'm just saying, people buy what they want to pay. I don't even get what this is.
And,
this is a pointless argument.
That's why it's funny.
No, seriously, it is, though, because if you think about it, I mean, you're going to keep playing your Wii games and your Xbox games because those are the games that you like. I'm going to keep playing my PS3 games and my PC games because that's the kind of gamer I am. Dave's just going to go play whatever's fun, and perhaps...
I'm just going to go wherever the hell I want and go, meh.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does.
And Pratt's just going to buy, you know, PS3 because that's the kind of games he likes. He's always enjoyed the Sony games, and he's quote-unquote
loyal. I like Sony games too, but see, I hate the PS3 so much I won't even buy one because...
Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you a game that you'll
want to buy. All the Sony
games
that I liked on the PS2 are not on the PS3.
Yeah, probably because they haven't been on there yet. You got to give PS3 a time to branch its roots out. PS3 is probably going to last for
at
least
for almost a year.
Fine. PS2 first year. What was on there that you thought was awesome?
I didn't have a PS2 first year.
Exactly.
There was nothing.
It wasn't that great.
It's the truth. All right. You have to give them time.
PS1.
Yeah. Listen.
PS1 had great games.
PS1 not. Well, that's. They're trying to launch their system with, like, launch a whole new franchise, go against Nintendo, and they did it. Of course they needed great games.
What were some of the launch games? I don't know. I was too young to buy one. So.
Okay, but anyways, Gower, listen. Final Fantasy 13, PS3.
Nintendo has... What? Okay, yeah, that's not even out yet, so we can't talk about that.
I know. Well,
but still, I'm just saying.
It could very easily become multi-platform.
It won't because it's a really hardcore Japanese game, and there's no other systems in Japan with that kind of power that can.
How do you know?
Well, you think the 360 is going to take off in Japan all of a sudden?
Square Enix used to be married to Nintendo. Why don't they go back?
They broke up with Nintendo with FF7.
Well, now they're making more Nintendo games.
That's because. Why would they... They can't bring Final Fantasy 13 to a Nintendo console. It just wouldn't work.
They wouldn't do that. They would not. They would never bring Final Fantasy 13
Final Fantasy 3, 1, 2,
that's
4,
the, that,
5...
Those are older games that they can bring to...
Those are remakes.
Yeah.
Okay, 3...
No, we're talking
they
about
were still brought there.
3?
You're saying they cannot be brought there. They got brought there.
Yeah, well,
but those are an upgrade. 3 on...
3 was an upgrade.
Yeah. That would be a downgrade for Final Fantasy 13 to come out on a Nintendo system.
I'm not saying for it to come out on the DS, okay?
Or Wii. or anything. It,
I mean, how could you put that on Wii? They want
the whole
HD gaming.
Too, Crystal Chronicles for the GameCube.
Not, you see, Chronicles. The thing is, the people who buy the Wii don't give a crap about HD gaming.
Yeah,
well,
don't.
I'm just saying, but that's the reason why the Final Fantasy 13 wants to be HD gaming.
I really don't care about graphics.
Well,
I really don't.
Well,
see
I know
your
you.
Obsession with
that's just
critique.
That's just you.
Critique. Can you tell me what's with your obsession about graphics, by the way? Because I think if it's fun, I'll play it. But if it looks really, really nice, but it sucks balls, why the hell should I play it?
I know. I agree with that completely.
I'm just saying, like,
that's
if
why
it,
I'm not buying Lair.
Hey, is that why you're not? But you haven't played Lair, so how do you know it's?
Got really bad reviews all around the board.
Hopefully they release the demo. I've heard that it sucked.
Like, see, well, look. Hopefully they'll put out a demo for that, like they did with Heavenly Sword. They put out the demo.
Yeah. That game looks sweet.
Yeah, and it plays.
That's another killer, right there.
It's not even out yet. It's not out yet.
So
you can't talk about killer apps. They're not out yet because it could easily suck balls. Lair looked awesome. It sucks.
Well,
you never know. You can't talk about.
So are you going to say Final Fantasy 13 is going to suck?
Is that what you're going to say?
I never said it wasn't going to suck, or was it? Or it was going to suck.
I'm just saying PS3 is going to take a while for it to get its good games coming out.
I think they're never going to get as good as the PS2 was.
Well, how can you say that this early?
It had tons. That's what I'm thinking.
The PS2 took a long time.
I'm not saying it will.
It took 2 to 3 years for it to take off, okay?
Teak.
What?
The amount of people with an HD TV that are willing to buy a PS3 because of the like graphics and all that shit and they're willing to pay like tons of money for it is very low. The PS2...
Okay. Listen to what you get in a PS3. You get a Blu-ray player. Blu-ray players are like what? No, God, just listen to me. The people who want Blu-ray players, they're like $1,000. They'll go buy a PS3.
They're like 500 now.
Yeah.
Okay. They're cheaper now.
They're the same price now.
Well, whatever. Anyways, they used to be a really cheap Blu-ray player. But anyways, you get a Blu-ray. You can play games on it. It's a multimedia device. You can access all your files through Wi-Fi.
If you want a Blu-ray player, go ahead. Buy it.
I'm just saying, Gower. It's used for more than one thing. It's
not
just a gaming console.
The amount of people with an HDTV... Okay, there's not actually that many people with an HDTV. No matter how much you think about it, there's not that many
people.
There's
a decent amount.
It's rising, okay?
I know it's less than half.
I know it's less than half, but people are going to upgrade sooner or later, okay?
Sooner or later, yeah. Later. Okay, there's still thousands of dollars.
FYI, in 2009, January 2009, all the TV signals are required to switch to a digital signal. So you'll need some sort of...
Hey, guess what?
What?
My crappy TV that's like 10-year-old down in my basement takes a digital signal.
Has a digital tuner, yes. My TV does, too.
A digital tuner?
What do you freaking do?
You can't...
Digital does not mean HD.
I'm just saying that you need... What do you mean digital? They didn't start putting those in TVs since like a year ago.
No.
Digital tuners?
Yeah, digital tuners. They can buy them externally.
I have digital cable. I have cable, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's digital.
It's not.
Basic cable.
That's not digital. It's analog.
Basic cable, right, Dave?
That's not digital cable, 1 through 99.
Yeah,
so?
It's not.
It's still the same.
It uses NTSC format, not some of the digital.
I wouldn't
signals.
Try to mess with Pratt with this crap because I think Pratt knows the shit.
No, I know I'm right. My TV is not going to break when that 2009 thing comes out. I know it's not.
When 2009 comes, you either have to buy a TV with a digital tuner or buy an external digital tuner.
But if you have if you have the cable box thing, which.
That's what a digital tuner is, a cable box.
Exactly, which we have on our old TVs.
That's an NTSC cable box. You can't have like an ASTC or some sort of digital format like that.
Can you use like English, please?
Okay, fine. Well,
we're not all HD nerds like you, okay?
You don't need to buy a huge
You don't have to buy a huge TV.
You don't have to buy an HD TV.
Nick.
You just
Nick.
What?
but you don't try to push it on people.
I know.
Am I pushing it on you?
Yes.
Yeah.
How am I pushing it
on
you?
You're like, oh, look at these graphics and this, like,
I'm just saying, it looks nice.
Yeah, but you constantly say, we know it looks nice. We have eyes.
A couple thousand dollars.
Brett wants you to have. Oh, I know. I know you guys don't want to. I mean, you could get an HD.
If I could get an HD TV that didn't cost, like a good one that didn't cost like $2,000-$3,000, I'd get one.
I got one for like $300, okay? FYI.
Well, we're talking about a bigger TV, not a 20-inch.
And we don't have the special channels that are in HD. We have 1 through 99, basic.
That's not digital then.
That is digital.
1 through 99 is not digital.
Yes, it is.
It uses the NTSC format, which is not digital.
God damn it, Fatigue. It's... Okay.
I'm telling you, it's not digital.
I'm really, like, fuming right now, and I'm just going to stop talking for right now.
If you have basic cable without, like, any... It's not digital. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. One second. You guys keep talking. I'm going to go... I'm gonna prove you wrong. I'll be back.
I'm telling you, it's NTSC format.
All I'm saying is that a lot of people, I realize that a lot of people aren't gonna want to go out and buy an HDTV, and not that many people do. But I think after 2 or 3 years, the price of HDTVs are gonna be dropping. The price of PS3s. Probably will have dropped. If not, they're probably going to be screwed.
Okay.
And there's going to be a ton of killer games coming out for the PS3. So I think a lot of people will be buying it soon.
Critique.
What?
Critique. Let me explain this to you. What is going to stop working is a TV with the rabbit ears. Okay?
Yeah.
If you have cable of any kind or satellite, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's because the cable company will be required to give you a digital box.
Because we already have a digital box.
So what's the point?
About? Yeah.
The point is,
if you have a digital box, you're set.
We got off the topic a lot, but anyways, you don't need to buy a new TV. People are not forced to upgrade.
They don't have to buy a new TV. You just have to buy a box.
Pratt was saying, listen, guys.
Is it eventually everybody's going to have to upgrade? No, we won't. My TV's going to work just fucking fine.
It's going to work fine, but you just have to have an external box to convert the signal for you because the signal will be digital.
Listen to me, Gar. Pratik was saying that they're taking steps towards everyone moving towards HDTV. He's not saying that you're going to have to go out and buy a new TV.
Oh, dang it. I forgot to turn that off.
Nice work.
Okay, whatever. Just continue on.
Yes.
Apparently,
pretty heated arguments.
28% of Americans have an HDTV. Okay? Owned. Okay. Owned. Owned.
How is that owned?
Let's move along.
Okay, fine.
I'm just sitting here laughing.
I don't understand how that's owned.
Yeah, 29. That's a pretty big number for considering what HD costs and everything.
As you just said, it doesn't have to cost a lot. You just said you got one for $300.
I know, but I'm just saying,
what's the percentage of the people who own an HDTV that have a big HDTV?
That I do not know.
Yeah, they don't really take stats on that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying a lot of people are upgrading to HDTVs.
A lot of people eventually... I'm not going to upgrade for years, at least. A lot of people... Okay, first you got to kill off all the old people who refuse to upgrade. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, next generation, our generation will probably all have HDTVs when we're old.
It will be mainly HDTVs, but as of right now, it will take at least, I'm going to estimate, 20 years before over 50% of people.
Oh, 50%? It's already at 30% almost. Are you serious?
Yeah. How long has HD been around?
20%?
For like a few years.
This world critique?
Old people can upgrade too.
Old people will not upgrade.
Old people who are on welfare and all that, Social Security, they don't have a ton of money to...
Okay,
what about poor people are not going to upgrade? Old people are not going to upgrade, and people who just don't care are not going to upgrade. That's still a lot of people to take.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just saying...
You underestimate the amount of old people in this nation.
I'm gonna guess 10 years before 50% is at HDTVs.
You guys are going to guess 10 years? I'll say 5 years. Screw you guys.
Oh my god.
I don't care.
For 50%, I'll say 5 years, because it's been like 5 years and it's already at like 30% or something.
Like, there are a lot of people who are buying HDTVs now.
Okay, fine. Just say, if you go to a store right now, anybody that's like, oh, we're going to buy a new TV, is anybody going to buy that crappy little 20-inch CRT?
Yeah, people are.
What? My television, you've seen... Okay, you haven't seen my television, but you guys have seen...
It's a piece of crap.
It is
the one in your living room.
Is a the one in the living room. It's a tiny, crappy, probably 20-inch TV. No, it's even smaller than that. It's really
it's not 20 inches. Are you kidding me? My TV is like 25, and that's in my room.
The TV in your room? Okay, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, it's about that size, 25.
And Pratik?
What?
It's bigger than that.
Unless someone really doesn't care.
It's the same size as your TV.
Anyways,
HD television was first developed in late 1969, okay? But it didn't become mainstream until the late 1990s. Thus, it's been out for more than 5 years. It's been out for at least 7, okay?
Okay, fine. 7 years. Whatever. 2 years.
7+. It's late 90s. They don't say exactly.
But 2 years is a lot when you're talking about just 5.
I'm just saying, like, things don't grow, like, in a straight line, okay? New things grow exponentially. They don't grow in a straight line.
Not necessarily. But not all.
By the way, on a side note, who do you think's going to win the war? Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Well, okay, I shouldn't even ask you. Dave, what do you think?
I don't know. We'll have to see. The problem is that Blu-ray is freaking expensive right now. If they bring the cost down, I bet it'll win. But right now,
Blu-ray's
it's going to
Blu-ray is way more expensive, but...
Blu-ray's going to win, sorry.
Let me ask you this. When some, like... Okay, don't take this the wrong way. Joe Blow does not know...
Anything, I have a friend named Joe.
he does not know anything about HD, okay? Knows nothing. And he looks at this thing, this Blu-ray. And he says, this other thing called HD DVD. High Definition DVD. He's going to go for the high-definition DVD, because he does not know what the fuck Blu-ray is.
Well, then he'd probably... How do you even know he wouldn't ask someone at a store?
Like, if you don't know what the heck you're doing, people are going to ask.
DVD is a better name than Blu-ray.
They can't use DVD in the name, because it's not from the DVD association like HD DVD is.
What? No, HD DVD... It's the name.
They could have put...
HD DVD is the official successor to DVD, but Blu-ray is doing a lot better in sales and in studio support and everything.
Actually, two studios just switched over to HD DVD, Paramount and another one.
There's only one studio that's not on Blu-ray, and that's Universal.
They just switched. Do you not just hear me? Paramount and DreamWorks switched over to HD.
Paramount and DreamWorks switched over to HD? No, they're probably making it on both, okay?
Well, they didn't. They changed sides.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you know.
I'm gonna have to go get the damn articles out.
If you wanna talk mass market stuff, companies like Disney and stuff are Blu-ray exclusive. Just so you know.
And, yeah. Well, Paramount and whatever the hell that other company was, they're fairly big too.
Well, whatever. Why are we talking about movie formats? This is a gaming podcast.
Man, this got really off track, didn't it? Anyway, Blu-ray will win if they can bring the price down.
They are bringing the price down. They brought it down significantly.
Okay.
From like $1,000.
Okay, $20 for a single burnable Blu-ray. They need to bring that down to like $1 to $2.
Okay, little FYI, HD DVD is not even making computer media at the moment. Blu-ray is, so you can't even compare that.
I'm just saying. $20.
as Paramount Pictures and DreamWorks Animation, which started off HD DVD only before deciding to go both ways, have officially announced plans to release movies exclusively on HD DVD, dropping Blu-ray support entirely. This means hits like Transformers, Shrek the Third, and Blades of Glory will follow Mission Impossible 3 as cross-format releases. What?
A cross-format releases. It's on both. That's what you just said.
No, but they won't follow Mission Impossible 3 as cross-format releases. The coming up movie releases, such as Transformers, Shrek the Third, and Blades of Glory, will be on HD DVD.
Did you just hit something?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Can't we?
Okay, we totally got off track. Screw movies.
Yeah.
Okay, and just on a side note, okay, Sony is the people who are pushing Blu-ray, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Want to know what happened the last time they tried to push something else?
Okay, fine. Well, yeah, we all know what happened. We all know what happened to Betamax.
Can you enlighten me on this?
What?
They tried to push.
What?
Do I hear you? You indeed? Oh, isn't that like the universal? Oh wait, no, that's right. It failed. I'm bad.
I forgot about that.
Okay, FYI, UMD is a totally different thing than Blu-ray.
Failed.
UMD is like PSP only, okay?
It failed.
Okay, but I was talking about Betamax.
So what's your point if
Betamax?
It failed?
Oh, let's try Betamax.
Betamax was actually a lot better in quality than the VHS. I don't know
doesn't
if you
matter,
knew that.
Lost.
But did it fail?
It did.
Go out and buy a Betamax player.
Blu-ray may be slightly better than HD DVD.
It's different this time because there's only one company that's making HD DVD players. Everybody else. Only Toshiba is making HD DVD players.
What do you call Microsoft?
Microsoft, the 360 and stuff? You mean the little 360 HD? Fine, two. How about that? Everybody else, all the Samsungs, the Panasonics, the Sonys, the Philips, the Sharps, everybody else is making Blu-ray players.
Okay, I'm really getting pissed. Just move along.
Yeah, let's just move along. This is dumb argument.
That was quite a rant, though, I'll tell you.
That was quite the argument.
I still think PS3.
Oh, no, Nick.
PS3, baby.
Yeah.
No last words.
We can have last words. You can have last words,
hold on,
too.
Hold on. Okay. LG is also making HD DVD players.
It's a combo player.
I'm just saying... All right. Here's my final take on everything that we've been talking about. PS3 is going to become viable. Is going to become viable after a couple of years. Because it's going to come out with a bunch of killer games that are going to be awesome, that everyone's going to want. Everyone is going to end up getting an HGTV eventually, and PS3 might not win this whole console war, but it's definitely going to outlast the Wii and the 360. Thank you. Okay, thanks, bye.
I really liked the people that said the Wii is just a gimmick and it's not going to last. They're like, oh, it's only going to last for like another month.
How long do you think the Wii can possibly last? I mean,
it's
past three years. I don't think it could go past anything past 3 or 4 years.
That's
about
the DS, too. Look how that's doing.
It's not DS is
actually,
a portable
three,
thing,
four
okay?
4 years is the main lifespan of a console. I know PS3 is going to be longer.
PlayStation, the original PlayStation went 10 years. PlayStation 2 is definitely going to go 10 years, if not more.
The lifespan
right
until the new console comes out.
New console, a PS4 is not coming out for a long
anytime
time.
Soon.
PS3 is different, though. There's
well, if you're saying it like that, then the 360 is already halfway into its life cycle. If you're saying four years or something like that is the total.
Yes, it already is.
Well, then they're screwed then, because when their next 360 thing comes out, PS3 will be a lot.
They usually don't announce it until like 2 years before. Stop. Next thing, Pokemon Trainer is character in Brawl.
You can't run away from this.
You can't run away from this. That
I'm not
this
running
is good
away.
Talking.
We meant to end this it like 10 minutes ago. Let's just end it, damn it.
This is good talking.
Okay, you just want to move away because you're losing now.
Good.
I'm just sitting here.
I'm gonna kill you.
Well, that's not fair enough.
That is not very nice.
You always have to call us in the last word, don't you? Okay, let's end it with this.
No.
We'll end it when it ends, okay?
Okay, seriously. Here's my thing. Gower, come on.
Stop reading off the news. That's my job.
Anyways, I'm telling you, PS3, baby. It's going to come into its own. Just give her time.
We'll see how long the Wii lasts.
Oh, we will too.
I will.
The Wii? Here's my problem with the Wii. The Wii is cool.
Oh, God.
It's like...
Please.
No, listen.
You gotta listen.
Okay, here's my problem with the Wii. It's cool. Like, it's a cool idea. Like, I like it. It's cool to be able to, you wave your little Wiimote around and stuff, but it's only fun for so long, in my opinion. Like, a lot of people think they're very fun, but I just don't see very many games that are going to be coming out that's going to be able to keep it alive for that long.
Shall I mention
yes.
Okay, go ahead. Anything over the three games that I know you're going to say?
Well, then... What do you want me to say?
Just name them. Go.
Just name Nintendo's three.
Just name them.
Okay. Metroid Prime.
Alright.
We got our Zelda. We got Mario Galaxies coming out. We got Brawl coming out.
And? I know Brawl, Metroid, and Mario. Those are the Nintendo's three.
Those are all coming out this fall, right?
We already know that. Where's the future in that system?
Okay. Where's the next ones?
They're not going to announce on this early.
Wii Fit's coming in 08.
Okay, you know what? You might laugh at it, but that is going to sell units.
I know that's going to sell units, but it's not going to sell units to those guys wearing the Zelda shirts.
So?
Well, Zelda will.
They have the three games that are coming out this fall that'll last them a while, unless they're like
they
idiots and play through them in like 5 hours.
Casual games for casual gamers, and they have hardcore games coming out.
That's what's intelligent about their situation there. Because
they go both ways. Don't laugh.
Best of both worlds right there.
Okay, you know what? It's just only reason I laughed is because we were saying that joke from Family Guy earlier.
I know. It was funny. They go
you're
both
like,
ways.
Don't. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't see a future.
Yeah, I don't see any future past
you
two,
may not.
A few years.
Hey, you cannot. All right, whatever. Move on.
I just think in the next couple years it'll slowly die out of its coolness.
You're dragging this out so much. End it.
I'm just saying.
You're done just saying.
No. I want to keep talking. I like hearing my voice.
If Nick wants to talk, let him talk. What?
Pokemon character.
I know. Okay, fine. Well, look, Mike, if you want to talk, you can go ahead and talk, too. I mean, try to be...
Okay, here's... Brawl and Metroid and Galaxy is going to last them for a long time, but I just don't see how they're going to come out with anything else that's going to keep everyone interested in the Wii. Like, alright, when I got my Wii, I'm not that big of a Nintendo fan, but I haven't played my Wii probably... I've turned it on every now and then to get an update, I haven't had anything to play. The only thing that was good that came out was basically Zelda.
But you don't even like Zelda. You don't like those.
I know, but that's my point.
Okay. No, see, it's because you don't like that type of game. Me and Mike like that kind of game.
No, but you guys played through that already. No, listen.
Nick,
you guys played through.
You just don't have the patience for those games.
I know I don't have the patience, but that's not the point. My point is, what other games have you been playing on the Wii?
RE4.
That you can't play anywhere else. How about that?
RE4 is on GameCube.
2 years ago.
Yeah, but it's not the same controls.
We play.
What is the same game?
We play.
No, it's not.
We play is not. Yeah, it is. How isn't it the same game?
Way different.
What? If anything besides
the
controller.
Struggle to shoot them, okay? Because you can't aim very well because of the damn control sticks. This one, it's really easy.
Well, maybe we should just put some candles there instead of the Wii sensor bar. I mean, that thing's a piece of shit.
What, the sensor bar is a piece of shit?
Yeah.
How is that a piece of shit?
Because it doesn't always pick up your movements.
It picks
you're
up
not aiming
my
at
movement.
It.
It doesn't.
When I play games, it picks mine up perfectly.
Well, you just may have it positioned wrong, or you're just not doing it right. Because
if it's positioned wrong, then something's wrong with the way that it's built, because it's positioned right on top of my TV.
Well, then you're aiming wrong. You don't.
I'm just saying that's.
If you do your movements too like flourishy, it's not going to work.
I don't know.
I know that's the one thing I don't like about it.
What? You can't expect it to. Okay.
What do you mean? You can't expect it to be perfect?
Move on. I'm getting really mad.
You cannot expect anything to be perfect because nothing is perfect. There's always a flaw in everything.
Personally, PS3 movement controls suck balls. All right, I hate them.
How so?
They're terrible. I couldn't play MotorStorm.
I play with the sticks.
But I couldn't play it with the movement thing.
That's the point. It was made for the stick. Moving around anyways.
Warhawk was made for the...
Yeah, Warhawk is different. It was made for the motion controls, and it controls very well. Okay, when I played in the beta, the Warhawk actually moves exactly like how you're moving your controller. And it works very well. Why do you want to move on so bad?
Because we were supposed to move on 20 minutes ago.
It's because you're on the losing end of the argument.
How long are we running for right now, Pateek?
Okay. What does it matter, Gower?
It doesn't matter.
Why do we
have
to keep
moving on? How long are we
running
for? Just tell me.
No, we're at 50 minutes right now.
Gower. Okay, Gower. If you think about this, I mean, this is a good talking point.
I know, it is.
I know, but seriously, you guys, I'm going to be really mad at you guys. This could you know, be a really big damper, you know?
How could this be a
good
damper?
Couldn't have been bad as that politics talk we had.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Don't get up. This is a gaming podcast. You're going a little bit out of there.
I know, I'm just saying.
Guy, dude.
No, I ain't gonna bring it up. Anyways, like I said, I just don't like the controls on it. I mean, they're cool.
Okay, fair enough. You don't have to like them.
I'm just saying they're cool. I just think they could have done better with the whole sensor bar, and the fact that you can replace it with two candles is kind of sad.
Well, the point is that it sends out a signal.
Red light. That's all it is. Okay. It's a simple technology, but it works. It works for me, it works for Mike, it works for millions of people.
You're supposed to actually, you do know that you can get like a wireless one and shit? All it's really plugged in for is that it sends out the signal. That's what,
I know.
It doesn't collect signals at all. It just sends out a signal and the Wii Remote gets it and it interprets it. It doesn't
do
jack.
I know that, that's why,
Did you just say
it needs
jack?
To be there, otherwise you're not going to have any controls.
I know,
by the way,
I don't know.
How does the zapper on the NES work? I don't know.
That's a piece of shit. Are you kidding me?
No, but how does it know where you're pointing at the TV?
Okay, you know what?
Because the Wii thing is in there.
No, it's not in there.
No, the zapper on the NES.
The NES Duck Hunt? Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt. I don't know.
You know on the NES? The little, like, gun thing with the NES?
Oh, I know what it is. I have it.
Yeah. Well, how does it do it? I'm just curious. I don't...
It's plugged in, but it probably has some sort of like tilt sensitivity, like maybe a four like the two axis or something.
But how does it know where you're pointing at the screen? Because the screen could be anywhere.
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Contact Nintendo about it. I mean,
ask them.
How does the NES zapper work?
Yeah, that is a good question. I mean, I'd like to. Know
I just
that.
Think that I think that I think that new zapper for Wii is a piece of shit.
Oh, the zapper thing? Yeah, it's all right.
$20 for that piece of shit? Are you serious? I mean, come on.
Actually, the one thing I really like though is the RE4 was only $30.
That's because it's a game that's 2 years old.
Yeah, exactly. But they repackaged Ninja Gaiden and they made it $60, didn't they?
They didn't repackage it. It's a whole new story.
They had to enhance the engine, okay? It cost a lot of money to develop for PS3. I don't know if you know that.
Another one of the downsides.
Okay, a couple things about Ninja Gaiden. It looks a lot better. It has a new story. And probably
Rachel's playable.
Yeah, Rachel's playable.
The booby girl?
I mean, the booby girl who tits move left and right, which is awesome.
The 8 cores at work for you.
I want to talk about the Pokemon trainer.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about it. We have all the time we want, okay? Okay, fine. If you really want to move on to the news, we'll end this right now, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine.
News.
Anyways, news. First piece of news we got here is that the Pokemon trainer is now a playable character in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Any comments?
Meh. I'm still going to play Pikachu. That's, all the new characters are mainly just for, like, newcomers to the Super Smash series, I think, so that they can try to figure out what character they like the most. But I'm not going to change. You know?
Yeah.
I'll stick with that character.
My next one.
I think it's kind of cool, though. Because you get, like, a Charizard, an Ivysaur, and a Squirtle.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
There we go. I got my next door.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What were we talking about?
Pokemon trainers, playable character in Brawl.
Oh.
I really hope they don't have as many copies. Like in Melee, there's, like, you know, Captain Falcon and Ganondorf were the same character. Except Ganondorf was slightly slower, but slightly stronger. So, come
That's
on.
Pretty gay.
But I think they're all going to be, like, their own characters now.
Let's hope so.
Yeah,
I like the original one better. Although I haven't played Melee that much, but I just like the original one better just because, yeah.
Does the original one have computer characters?
The original one has... No, no computer characters.
See, that's what got me, because nobody would want to play it with me. I can play Melee by myself. I can play it with myself.
You can play the first one with yourself.
One player?
Yeah, there's one player.
I know there's one player, but it's the same thing over and over.
And then you can do...
This Melee mixes it up a bit.
No, then you can just do, like, a random match against computers.
There's no computers in...
Yeah, there are.
Oh, well, that's what I asked.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, computer characters.
No.
You meant NPCs.
I meant NPCs, yeah. I couldn't remember. So I know that some games, like the first ones, you know, don't have, like, computer-controlled characters. So you
They have to have that.
Okay.
That's the only reason why that one's good.
So anyone else playing Duck Hunt?
You playing Duck Hunt? Oh, my God.
Yeah, playing Duck Hunt.
Nice.
You mentioned it. I said, I'll play some Duck Hunt.
I'm so bad at that game.
See here, I'll...
I'm really bad at
it. I think my zapper is broken, though. So, yeah. Like I said, that Wii zapper just looks stupid to me. It's like
Wouldn't mind playing Mario Kart, though. That looks really fun.
They give you a little wheel, huh? That's like 3 inches long.
No, I missed
it. You put your Wii remote in it, and then you...
I know, but I don't know. I just think the wheel's kind of small.
Oh, well. Deal with it.
I just think it's kind of stupid.
At least it's not three. At least it's not the original Xbox controller. Okay, I think we can all agree on that.
That was pretty shitty.
Thing was up east.
Thing
was so.
I didn't get a perfect score. It's all your fault, critique.
Oh, why is it my fault?
Anyways, let's not get off on another tangent. Anyways.
Yeah. More news.
You know I really hate. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. More news here. We got a. Ratchet and Clank got a date. If you listen to the Insomniac Games podcast, they did give out their release date.
Oh my god, are you serious? You listen to an Insomniac Games podcast?
Yeah, it's an awesome show. You should check it out sometime.
It sucks. Mm.
Developer casts?
I mean, it's good. It's good if you like Insomniac, but I'm just not that big on Insomniac.
I like their games.
The Ratchet
games? I'd really prefer a Jack and Daxter, personally, but not just Daxter.
Come on, Naughty Dog's a good developer, too.
Anyways, what's the date?
October 23rd. That means Insomniac will have created 2 PS3 games in 11 months. They launch with one, Resistance, and they create...
Doesn't that make them special?
Yeah, it does. That just says, like, you know, you don't
you
have
do
to...
You do know that they've probably been working on them for a lot longer than that.
I know, but I'm just saying that it's pretty impressive that they can...
They started on Future for, like, a long time ago.
But they started...
I said, I bet you they started on Future a long time ago.
They probably did, but I'm just saying that, I mean, they did put out 2 games. Well, some developers, like, don't even have their first one out yet on the system. Not anything against Naughty Dog or anything, but you know, Uncharted is going to come out in November, I think.
Okay.
Hopefully that doesn't suck.
Yeah. Anyways, it won't. I mean, come on. Have you ever played Jak and Daxter games?
Me?
Not really. Anyways,
yeah, anyone?
I was the same person that just said that I love Jak and Daxter.
Yeah, well, this is from the same developer, so their games are fun.
I know, but you never know. You can always say their games are fun, but that never means it's going to be a good game. Game companies have gone downhill before, you know.
It's true, but I just don't think Naughty Dog would be one of those people.
Look at Sonic.
Sony. Oh my god. Oh,
seriously.
I hate those games. Okay, don't give Sonic a voice, first of all. He does not
need...
Don't make him love a human, either.
Sonic was awesome. I liked Sonic Adventure and the original Sonic games.
I actually did like Sonic Adventures, though. That was the only good 3D one I've had.
Yeah, that one was a good one. Load screens were a little long, but still. That one was a good one. I love that one.
It was on the PSP? I didn't know that.
Sonic Adventure was originally for Dreamcast.
I know it was.
Yeah.
I was just making a joke. Never mind.
Okay. Some other stuff. I know this week some games came out. That was, what is it? Bioshock came out this week.
That game looks amazing.
Yeah.
I already got good reviews all around the board.
Yeah.
What's that game even about, anyways? You like kill
genetically enhanced shooter.
Sci-fi.
You're like in this underwater place, like.
You're like some sort of like you can use like psychic powers or something. I don't know. It sounds really good though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Gary, you're gonna have to go check that out for us.
Yeah. Oh, I will. I get paid on Friday, and I'm gonna go buy it as soon as I get paid.
Cool.
Okay.
Anyways. I don't know if you
and
guys are
going to buy Metroid Prime.
Yeah, it comes out next week.
I saw the first hour on YouTube. Someone has the first hour of gameplay up on YouTube.
You watched the first hour of gameplay?
Did you really watch?
I watched the whole thing. I just watched some of it. But it's the first Metroid Prime game. With voice acting, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the other ones are really quiet. I swear to God, if they try to give Samus a voice, I'm going to kill someone.
I don't think
she's
they do.
She's not
meant
to talk. She's too hot. She's just like, gross. I'm too dead sexy for that. Right? Right?
Yeah. That's.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she is hot.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to move on to the next piece of news that we have. I don't know if you guys remember the old track and field game from Konami, but they're bringing a... game called the New International Track and Field to the DS. So yeah, just thought I'd bring that out there.
Okay.
Yeah. Next.
Whatever.
Okay, fine. Next week, exactly 1 week from now, you got some interesting stuff you can look forward to, like Metroid and Warhawk. So
well,
yeah.
Okay, you just kind of passed over Metroid, just like Metroid and Warhawk.
I gave him both equal time, like 3 seconds.
Okay, what does it matter?
But you raised your voice for Warhawk, thus saying that you were more excited for Warhawk.
Well, no shit, he is!
Of course I am.
I'm just kidding.
God.
Settle down!
What?
All right. That's all I gotta say to you people. Settle down. Be like me. Just
no!
Alright.
I agree with Dave.
Anyways, that'll be good. Hopefully, I'm gonna have to try Metroid at your house or whatever, and see if I like it.
The shooting controls really nice. Yeah.
I just don't know if I'm gonna like those kind of games, so I gotta try it.
I think that you know how like you'd like what was wrong with Red Steel? Would you like turn really slowly or something?
I don't know. The controls are just shitty. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you were either too sensitive at some points, and other times you'd be way, way too hard to... It's really hard to get used to the way it moves.
Well, at least it's not an on-rail shooter, so you could, like, freely move... Well, I know what you... Okay, the one thing I like about this thing I saw is where you press, like... I can't remember what button. And it doesn't lock on, but it centers on an enemy, so you can find them really easily.
Yeah, I heard about
that. And then you just, like, move your thing around, you shoot at them, and stuff like that, but, you know. And you get to move,
Mm-hmm.
That'll be pretty sweet. Then Warhawk, obviously, I'm going to go buy that $60, and then I can get my nice little headset going on. Yeah.
Talk with Pratt over PS3.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, it's all right.
It's online only.
Shut up, Gower. You don't even have PS3.
Is Warlock?
I said leave me and Dave out.
I know. You don't even have. You both don't even have PS3.
Wait. Dave had a question.
I don't have. I do not have $600 lying around.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, just ask what you're gonna ask.
If I had the money,
neither do I.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's expensive.
I know. Well, it is expensive.
Doesn't have the money either. He just gets his parents to buy it for him.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I did too. My dad just wanted a Blu-ray player.
Pratik, he's over there with his cushy job working for his parents where he doesn't do crap. The rest was actually
Yeah, I'm working my ass off.
Hey,
when I get my money, I'm going to be like, fuck yeah. Worked hard for this bitch.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Dave, you're going to ask a question about Warhawk.
Pratik almost yelled his
podcast. You were going to ask a question about it, Dave?
Did I hear someone say that Warhawk is online only?
Yeah, it is online only.
Come on.
It's a continuous online war.
Single player, too.
Hey, by the way, Pratik?
What?
I'm just curious. What was Sony thinking when, right after Nintendo announced motion controls on the Wii, they're like, oh yeah, we have it too.
Hey, they had... They were gonna announce it at E3, but Nintendo beat them to it.
Sure.
Hey,
how do you know?
They had Warhawk running with the motion controls at E3. That takes time to program and stuff. It doesn't just happen like in a week.
Oh,
yeah,
God, I'm sure
Nintendo.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, guess what?
Wolf. Is it the end? Are we done?
Yeah, I think that should wrap it up for this long episode. Yeah, we didn't have one last week, so this will make up for it. You know,
this is pretty intense. I want to listen to that and see if Pratik yells because I think he did.
Oh yeah,
he raised his voice. He raised his voice.
It was an intense argument. What do you want me to do?
I like how Dave didn't even argue like at all.
I was just like, I piped in like twice, and I'm like, meh.
He had a couple counterpoints, but anyways, yeah.
That should take care of it. Remember, contact us at thegamers2@gmail.com, or go over to the site, which is thegamers2.blogspot.com, and comment.
Don't you have that one like thing of Nick saying it? Why don't you just play that?
Oh yeah, I could play that.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right.
That should take care of this. So yeah, stay tuned.
See you guys.